Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in 2 Kings chapter 19. You know, I don't do this often, but sometimes you just need to read the passage straight through. Now, a 3-chapter account of this is also found in the book of Isaiah, and in fact, it serves as a turning point in Isaiah's prophecy. It's the linchpin of the entire book. Isaiah therefore makes a cameo in this chapter as he gives the faithful king Hezekiah a message of hope that God will honor his faith as he places his trust in God. So let's go ahead and jump right in and read the chapter. Verse 1 says, "When King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord. He sent Eliakim, the palace administrator, Shebna, the secretary, and the leading priests, all wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz. They told him, 'This is what Hezekiah says. This is a day of distress and rebuke, as when the children come to the moment of birth and there is no strength to deliver them. It may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the field commander, whom his master, the king of Assyria, sent to ridicule the living God, and that he will rebuke him for the words the Lord your God has heard. Therefore pray for the remnant that still survives.' When King Hezekiah's officials came to Isaiah, Isaiah said to them, 'Tell your master, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you've heard. Those words with which the underlings of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Listen, when he hears a certain report, I will make him want to return to his own country, and there I will have him cut down with the sword.' When the field commander heard that the king of Assyria had left Lachish, he withdrew and found the king fighting against Libna. Now Sennacherib received a report that Tirhaka, the king of Cush, was marching out to fight against him. So he again sent messengers to Hezekiah with this word, 'Say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, do not let the God you depend on deceive you when he says, Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Surely you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the countries, destroying them completely. And will you be delivered? Did the gods of the nations that were destroyed by my predecessors deliver them? The gods of Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and the people of Eden who were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath or the king of Arpad? Where are the kings of Lair, Sepharvaim, Hinnah, and Ivah?'" Verse 14, "Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. When he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord, and Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, 'Lord, the God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, Lord, and open your eyes, Lord, and see. Listen to the word Sennacherib has sent to ridicule the living God. It is true, Lord, that the Assyrian kings have laid waste to these nations and their lands. They have thrown their gods into the fire and destroyed them, for they were not gods, but only wood and stone fashioned by human hands. Now, Lord, our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, Lord, are God.' Then Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent a message to Hezekiah. 'This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I have heard your prayer concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria. This is the word that the Lord has spoken against him. Virgin daughter Zion despises you and mocks you. Daughter Jerusalem tosses her head as you flee. Who is it you have ridiculed and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes in pride? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your messengers you have ridiculed the Lord, and you have said with many chariots, I have ascended the heights of the mountains, the utmost heights of Lebanon. I have cut down its tallest cedars, the choicest of its junipers. I have reached its remotest parts, the finest of its forests. I have dug wells in foreign lands and drunk the water there. With the soles of my feet I have dried up all the streams of Egypt. Have you not heard it? Long ago I ordained it. In days of old I planned it. Now I have brought it to pass, that you have turned fortified cities into piles of stone. Their people drained of power, they are dismayed and put to shame, like plants in a field, like tender green shoots, like grass sprouting on the roof, scorched up before it grows up. But I know where you are, and when you come and go, and how you rage against me. Because you rage against me, and because your insolence has reached my ears, I will put my hook in your nose, and my bit in your mouth, and I will make you return by the way you came. And this will be a sign for you, Hezekiah. This year, you will eat what grows by itself, and the second year what springs from that. But in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit. Once more a remnant of the king of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city, or shoot even an arrow here. He will not come before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. By the way he came, by that way he will return. He will not enter this city, declares the Lord. I will defend this city and save it, for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. That night, an angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. Verse 36. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. He returned to Nineveh and stayed there. One day while he was worshiping in the temple of his god Nisroch, his sons Adrammelech and Sherezer killed him with the sword, and they escaped to the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, succeeded him as king. I mentioned before that this is one of my favorite passages in the entire Bible. Part of the reason is that there's so much history to validate it. Remember that I spoke a few episodes ago about the giant stone slabs hanging on the walls in the British Museum? You can go and visit today in London and actually see the Assyrian plaques dedicated to the taking of Lachish. In fact, the whole sacking of Israel and Judah are told in bloody, gory detail. But when it comes to Jerusalem, there's no plaque. I mean, a blank. Why would you write about it if you were the king of Assyria and you had just spent 30 plaques talking about how you had defeated the rest of the land? But then, suddenly you were routed and turned back. There's no memorial to this plaque, just a short inscription in a book saying, and he returned back to his home country. And besides, if you did recount this story about an angel killing 185,000 of your troops while they slept, who would believe you? Why would they? But imagine that, the power of one angel to kill 185,000 warriors, and we're not even talking about God. This is just one of his servants. And as we read in verse 37, King Sennacherib, about 4 or 5 years later, was killed in his own temple. He lost the respect of his people because of this decisive defeat outside the gates of Judah. He was seen by his kingdom to be a failure, and it was Jerusalem and Jerusalem's God that was seen to be the reason for his downfall. The Assyrians would never quite recover from this and would soon be defeated and absorbed by the Babylonians into their empire. But that's still to come in the book of 2 Kings. For now, God showed he could do for anyone who would trust in him at any time. No matter how bad things had gotten, no matter how far the nation had strayed off course, Hezekiah had put his hands to the wheel and steered the ship back on course. And God kept the boat afloat at this time when it made no sense. Judah should have sunk to the bottom with Israel under the attacks of Sennacherib. No, Hezekiah saved his people by turning to the only one who could save them. It's never too late for you either, by the way. God will still show himself strong for anyone who turns back to him with their whole heart. Read 2 Kings 19 today, and we'll see you tomorrow on Through the Word.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.